Is it racist? It said it can be.
Did you ever think about joining the military in your life?
I actually did.
You did? Me too.
And my dad said, you might as well die.
What? Really?
So out of high school, what did you want to do after high school?
Nursing.
Me too. After I was like, no military, I was like, maybe I should go. I went to school for CNA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What made you back out?
Colostomy bags.
Gong Xi Fai Chao, brother.
What?
happy Lunar New Year, bro.
Oh, yeah. Is that like a one-day thing?
Yeah.
It's over.
It was yesterday.
Hot dog.
I know.
What is it? Isn't it like Fire Dragon or something?
No, it's Year of the Horse.
Fire Horse.
Fire Horse.
Yeah.
I'm
a horse.
You are?
Yeah. Me and Andrew, a horse.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's your year, man.
Yeah.
Starting yesterday.
And I saw a thing that said, depending on if this line goes to the middle, you're fire.
What?
Yeah, and if it goes here, this line on your hand, on your right hand. Where's it go? Let me see.
Okay, here.
Okay, so, this goes here? You're earth.
What do you mean?
So if this line goes across like this, it's earth. If it goes here, it's like water or air.
Oh.
And then if it goes here, I don't know.
Oh,
but if
middle?
It goes in the middle, I know it's fire.
Oh, you're so talking about the earth. Top line.
Yeah, the top line.
I'm earth, dog.
You're earth. I'm fire.
Grounded. Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Don't she fight shout, bro.
What are you, Leo? Show me your right hand.
Is it bigger than your face?
Oh, you're... Wait. Where's that top line go to? In between your fingers? Index or to the top one? Where's that index?
Index.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Oh.
In between the fingers? Oh, then you're fire. Yeah. That's crazy. Hey, yeah. I need a reminder on...
What's wrong?
I took care of Andrew when he was a baby, but that was 20 years ago. Probably 21 years ago.
Okay. How much did you take care of him? That's the thing. What did you do as far as take care of him?
Babysat him. I never
like newborn Andrew or
so newborn Andrew. I changed his diaper and I like watched him, but I don't remember ever feeding him a bottle like dead or anything. So I never fed him, but I did everything else.
Okay.
So I want to know if anything changed. Like, do you still change diapers the same? So I'm gonna say how I used to do it, and you tell me if I'm missing a step.
Okay, go ahead.
So then I'm like, oh, he peed. Oh no, he peed. So then I lay him down. I take the diaper off. I remove the diaper. Then I wipe him. Then I put flour. I look for like rash, and then I put flour on.
Yeah.
And then I like lift his butt and put it on his butt too.
Okay.
And then diaper back on. Did I miss something?
You did.
Oh.
You're so, oh my God.
What?
First of all.
What?
Okay, let's take it. Step one. You use flour.
Yeah.
It's cornstarch now.
Okay.
I don't know if it
Got
was
it.
Flour back
Got
today,
it.
But we use cornstarch.
Oh, is it just like better at keeping it dry?
It keeps it dry and it doesn't make it smell.
Okay.
Okay. And how did you check if it was wet? Did you?
Oh, it just felt it felt heavy.
Heavy?
Like you can feel it warm. Yeah.
Okay. But there's this thing now. You look. There's, I don't know how they do it, science, but each diaper has a line that's a yellow line that goes on the gooch area.
Mm-hmm.
And that yellow line turns blue if there's pee, which is pretty cool.
And then what if it's poop?
I don't know. You gotta open it.
Oh, you just gotta smell it.
Or you
gotta
smell it, yeah.
Oh, okay, so no indication.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then after that, people used baby oil back in the day, but we think it's better to use avocado oil.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Avocado oil.
Oil for what?
To keep the butt clean and like smooth.
How do you do cornstarch and oil? Because oil is supposed to like keep it smooth.
The cornstarch is for the gooch in the butt hole, and then the oil is for the butt cheeks.
What?
Yes.
I feel like you better be telling me the truth, man, because I'm going to believe you.
I'm not. I'm lying.
What am I supposed to do?
People are like listening like, oh, that's freaking...
You can't put oil and powder at the same time. That fights each other.
No, it's literally so simple nowadays. Just see the blue line. Boom, change. Wipe. Boom, change. Whoop. There's diaper rash cream you can get.
And then what's that look like? Just red?
It's just thick. Kind of like toothpaste.
No, I mean, what's the rash look like? Just red?
Dots.
Dots?
Kind of like chicken pox.
What?
Kind of thing. Like, you know how you get hives?
Yeah.
It's like little hives, like you get poison ivy.
Yeah.
You get little dots. That's like little rashes.
What? Just from the diaper?
From pooping a lot.
And that's, that's from
it's
like.
From irritation from like pooping.
Oh,
and then
so that's
like,
why you got to be quick and
you
change your
really
diaper quick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. Babies grow fast, man.
That's good to know. I know. I see your baby like maybe every week or every other week.
Yeah.
And freaking different every time.
It's different, bro.
I'm like, are you just, is this like, it's like iPhone, but it's
we're
like.
We're doing this video where we like take a, you know, the mirror, like a mirror video. Yeah. Like, wait, you're doing 0 months, 1 month.
Yeah.
2 months. The 1 month mark and the 2 month mark.
Whew, it's huge difference.
You're going to be like, damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'll show you later.
Yeah. It's crazy watching her turn into like a real thing.
I know,
it's like,
dude.
Whoa. At first it was like a generic baby. Like, oh, that's an Asian baby.
And now
it was like a generic, like, oh, it's like a, like they just came out of the cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And now, like, starting to see, like, oh, the ear is starting to form more, like, not just like the it's crazy. It's like a freaking new iPhone every month, but not every year. It's every month.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, upgrade.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a thing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're doing a question and I haven't done a Q&A in so long.
Yeah, so. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it's a University of San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are gonna, we? Are we going? We're going as not spicy fruit. We're going as Alex Avi and Guava.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Geez,
I mean. Yeah, not sure what to expect.
Yeah, me either.
I haven't been to San Diego in a long time.
Have me you
been?
Either.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only place I would live.
Yeah, other than here?
Yeah.
Because
it never rains there, you know that?
Why?
Zero
really?
Rain.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero?
Zero rain.
Zero?
Zero rain.
I don't believe.
Zero rain.
Why? Equator? Is that below the equator?
I disagree. I don't know. I don't know. Great question. Lebanese? I don't know.
Lebanese?
You ever heard of Lebanese?
There's a lot of Lebanese people there?
Yes.
There's a lot of Filipino and probably a lot of Mexican because it's right there. Next to Mexico.
That is true.
So I feel like there's more Filipinos there than here.
That is true.
You think there's more there or up in Bay Area? That's hard.
There's
so many in both.
That's a lot, bro. Can I hear your Filipino accent again?
Oi.
Oi. Like, what if they ask you to speak like Tagalog or speak? You're going to be like, okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to be like, this is all I know and this is all you're going to get. Anagi nagawamo, mahal kita, masarap. And kumusta?
Okay, let's do a scenario.
Okay.
You ever make pancit canton?
Mm-hmm.
You made it before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, walk me through the steps of how to make it, but in a Filipino accent.
You gotta give me an example. If I get an example.
Oh, like, you grab the water and you put it in the pot and you put the water and gutum kana.
What? Okay. I'm only gonna speak English though.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just talk like how your mom would say it.
Okay. This is what you do. You get the water.
Why you sound Indian?
Is that Chinese? Is that Indian? Is that?
You get the water.
You get the water. Okay,
sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Is that not right?
No, you're right.
Okay. And then you get the water and you get the pot. I'm not full Filipino, man.
Is Pablo still in India?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna tell. He said it's so, like, the cost of living is so cheap over there. He's right. Like, man, if the company he works with opens up a branch over there because it's so much cheaper, he's gonna move there.
No way.
That's what he said.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I'd be like, all right, cool. We have somebody to visit in India.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He's never been out of the country, right?
Except Mexico? I think that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet it's like a big culture shock.
I bet, especially the first.
He comes back on the day we go to San Diego.
Oh, this Sunday?
No.
Oh.
So then I don't get to hear about it until Monday.
Okay. Well, no. Let me, like, fact check if they... Let me know if he does this when he gets
home. Oh, I will. I guarantee he's going to do it.
Because he's been there for, like, a month. So
yeah.
I'm, like, wondering. What's he doing there? He has, like, a show?
Yeah, he's just... I think he's, like, assisting David. And David's, like, hosting a show.
Anyways, thanks for sharing your enlightening us with your Filipino accent.
Well,
yeah.
I do what I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your Valentine's?
Oh, what did we do? Oh, you know what we did?
What'd you do? That sounds interesting.
No,
what?
You and I.
Oh, you and me.
Yeah,
oh,
you okay. And me.
You know what we did.
So the last podcast... Alex whispered in my ear, like, oh, I know the perfect gift for Alexa that you should get Monet. I said, like, what? Can you guess?
Yeah,
they get to guess. Is
if
it
they
A?
Watch my stream, they know. But,
okay, yeah.
But if they don't, then
they don't. Okay, no. It's a green wallet. So we've been, I'm telling you, we've been promoting this green wallet for the longest time, because ever since we both got the green wallet, there have been moments that have been very prosperous to us.
Yeah, China, sponsor us.
What?
We're like promoting feng shui so hard. They should sponsor us. That'd be cool. We'll see if I tell, I bet so many people got green wallets because of us.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope you got good luck and good fortune after that.
So we got them, and then we got to the store.
Yeah.
We ended up, we're like, oh, they're best friends. We should get the matching ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool.
They have the same green wallet.
They have the same green wallet.
Anything happened yet?
What is that?
Money. Watch you pull out $100.
Oh, it's the thing you got me.
Oh.
Shenron. I was like, what is that? He just gave it to me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so what was the reaction? She already knew. She was like, oh, I knew it.
Yeah. She's like, what is it? Is it a green wallet? It's like, no.
Wait, when she saw the bag?
You saw the bag.
Oh, yeah, same. When she saw the bag, she knew.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right. But I got this.
Okay. Oh, that's not fair. I never got one of those.
Yeah,
how's it feel?
It feels cool.
Yeah?
It's cool, yeah. It's like, it's very similar to the Orlando one I wore for years. Yeah. I was like, whoa. I put them next to each other. It's just like, this one's obviously way nicer. But
because
that one was like $20. But yeah, I was like, oh, same size, same finger, same fit.
Yeah. Dang, you engaged.
I'm so engaged, yeah.
I don't even have mine. I think I'm allergic to my ring because I got like allergy burns.
What? Like, that's a thing?
I think I'm just allergic to like gold or something.
What?
Yeah.
What?
See? Nah, it burned. It
she got
burned
you a
me.
Fake ring.
I don't know. If she did, it burnt me.
How come it's only on the top?
I don't know. It didn't burn the bottom, but the top it did.
It didn't even burn the sides.
It's so like weird, right?
Yeah. That looks like an actual burn, like you touched a pot or something.
Yeah. The actual ring burnt my hand. It wasn't a burn. More like a
rash. Just a reaction.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. So that's why I don't really wear it that much.
Yeah, put some olive oil.
Oh, and some cornstarch.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
In a pot.
So
it's Tagalog.
It's not the body. It's just the head. It's like this.
It's the pot.
Yeah, so it's just like, think about wiggling your chin rather than wiggling your head. Okay. From what I've seen, it's like, yeah.
I don't want to get canceled, man.
I hope you're telling the truth. I don't think so. We should look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, we should look it up and be like.
I'm just like, okay, I trust you.
Yeah. Because when you went to
here.
Japan.
Look, the babies are here.
Hello, baby.
She's chilling right behind the camera. No one knows your face or your name.
Her eyes get bigger and bigger every time.
I know.
You, when you were in Japan, did you bow?
No, I mean, in front of a shrine.
And you never did the deer?
I did the deer.
Yeah.
Not but the
are the deer Japanese? Are they allowed to do that?
I guess they're Japanese. I guess, yeah. But the people, I don't go random people.
No, not random people. But when I remember when I went there one time with you, like whenever we met somebody like on set or something, like, oh, hey. It was like little mini. It was like mini bows. It wasn't like they just like lowered the head a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then we'd be like, hi.
Yeah,
that counts as a bow. It's just a baby bow.
Okay.
And you did that.
I did that. I don't think so. Not as much as I thought I did. I guess so. I guess when you go in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, I'm like, oh, konnichiwa.
Oh, I remember they said, arigato gozaimasu all the time.
Yeah, arigato gozaimasu.
What was the other one you said?
Irashaimase.
Do they say that? Which one more?
Sumimasen.
Oh, really? I heard the gozaimasu one.
Gozaimasu.
Everywhere.
Domo.
Everywhere.
Yeah, gozaimasu is, thank you.
I should look it up, just so we're safe.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Because I don't condone racism at all.
Yeah.
Never.
Same. Okay. I'm checking right now. It says...
What Google say?
I said... Is it racist? It said it can be when it's usually not seen as racist. You're doing it with respect or affection, not to mock. You actually understand it's a real cultural gesture. The head bobble often means yes, okay, I hear you, or maybe depending on the content. So if we're just talking, it's just like if I'm just listening, they do that too.
Okay, cool.
And then it's part of a genuine conversation or a shared joke with Indian friends who are comfortable with it. When it comes off as offensive is when you're using it to imitate or caricature Indian people. It's paired with accents, stereotypes, or jokes about Indians. You're doing it to get laughs because it looks funny rather than appreciating the culture. You're doing it around people you don't know well. They might see it as mocking even if you don't mean it that way. Mm-hmm. But we were very vocal in explaining it and be like, that's a national gesture.
I don't just want to do it because a lot of people do mock that and I just don't want to like be a part of that crowd.
I wonder, like, I would love to go over there just for, like, however long enough it is where I can just do it forever. Wait, if, like, if you live there for a year, I'd be like, oh, you can probably just do it forever then. You've lived there for a year.
Like
I would love to just make that one of my gestures.
I guess if you go there, it's just the norm. Because if you go to Japan, they bow all the time, like you said.
Yeah.
And in the Philippines, they do the manopo thing.
Yeah.
There's different cultural things. I don't know. Sometimes I wish I was a bird.
A bird?
Yeah.
Why?
That way I could just see people.
Oh, you just go to your friend's house?
Yeah.
You, like, don't waste gas money?
You know how birds are, like, security cameras, too?
Yeah.
They just, like, kind of fly over and kind of just...
And they probably get paid well from the government.
I don't know about the government.
Because they're filming. Like, they're always filming those drones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially who's manning the drones? Are they AI now? Whoever's manning them has to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably a good job.
All right.
Did you ever think about joining the military in your life?
I actually did.
You did? Me
and
too.
My dad said, you might as well die.
What? Really?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. When did after high school or what?
No, during high school, like sophomore.
Oh.
Like when I didn't know what I was doing or wanted to do. Because I really didn't know what I was doing. I was sad. I was a sad boy.
Me too.
Well, I mean, there's always the military. And uh-huh. My dad was like, don't do that. You might as well be dead.
Did you do the ROTC? No.
ROTC? No.
What does that stand for?
Racist over the children.
No. I think
ROTC?
ROTC. I never did ROTC, but I had friends that were in it.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking after high school, I was like, well, I don't want to go to college. Maybe I should just join the military for 4 years.
I mean, they were offering Mustangs. I'm like, all right, that's worth it.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends in there, but I did. But then luckily, freaking YouTube started taking off.
Yeah.
So it stopped me from going to the military.
Yeah, my dad stopped me. I'm like, all right.
You're like, all right. So out of high school, what did you want to do after high school?
Ooh, great question. Nursing.
Me too. After I was like, no military, I was like, maybe I should go. I went to school for CNA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For
what certified, made you bag out?
Colostomy bags.
What?
Yep.
What was that? Like poop?
Yep.
Ah.
We went to I went to this class to be a CNA.
Yeah.
And they like teach you all this stuff. And then you go to a nursing home. And we went in this one nursing home. And there was like 8 of us in the class.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, like this is whatever, it's easy, I'm going to get certified, and then now we're going to go see what we're going to be doing at the hospital.
Yeah.
We went in, and there was this lady, she was laying in bed, she was at the nursery home.
Oh.
And she was like, the doctor brought her stand, like, hey, I'm bringing these trainees in to be CNAs.
Ah.
And then she was like, oh, hey, guys, yeah, come on in. And she just didn't care. And she's like, yeah. And she, they're like, okay, so you're going to be, you would be working with somebody like this. If you worked in a nursing home, you'd be doing this. You would check vitals or something. And then she was like, you guys want to see my colostomy bag? And we're and none of us knew what that was. We're like, what? And then she just, like, moved her gown over just to show her stomach. And there was a giant hole in her stomach and a clear bag, like clear plastic over it. And then there's like a bag hanging, but that was it. It's just a hole, and you could clearly see the hole.
That's you could inside just, her body.
Yeah, it just looked like a hole.
Okay.
It's like a giant belly button, but it was like black in there. You couldn't really see in there, but it wasn't like sewed. It wasn't like it was just open.
Oh.
It looked like a hole. Uh-huh. And then we were like, "Whoa!" And then she filled it
with poop.
Yeah, in front of us.
That's gnarly, bro.
And one girl threw up in her mouth and left the room, and then she never came back.
And she probably left too.
Yeah.
And then you left after that?
No.
You stayed.
And then I was just like, I had front row seat. I was like.
You didn't like.
I was mouth
flick
breathing.
Flick it or something?
No, I didn't
know. I would have flicked that thing.
But it was green.
Oh,
and
my
I remember
God.
Being like, I was just so in shock. I was so in shock to be disgusted. I was too in shock. I was just like.
That's
and then And then the people around me, they're like, you could tell some people wanted to leave because we were all just blindsided by this.
Yeah.
But everybody was too respectful. The other girl is just like, I can't. And she left.
Oh,
never came back. Never saw her again. But I was just like, whoa. And then it was weird because like the eye contact, man.
She stared at you.
She was staring at me. And she was like not full smiling, but like half smiling.
So you're saying this dangly thing just dangled out with green while she stared at you?
It was a clear plastic bag. It looked like a
Ziploc.
No, it's like, you know those catheters that we put into pee in those videos?
Yeah.
And it's just like a clear bag.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Nice. It was just a clear bag right there, stuck like a tape right there, and then a bag, and then she just filled it up, and then she was just like,
"Would you drink that for $10 million?"
It was solid.
Would you drink that for $10 million?
I don't think you can drink it.
Eat it.
Oh, eat it? No. Yeah.
$10 million.
How much?
The whole thing.
Oh no, I can't.
I would.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I would have to like my mouth, as soon as it entered my mouth, it would be a reflex. Like I couldn't ignore the reflex to not like to like, you know? Yeah, it's like trying to shoot yourself in the foot. I can't.
Oh my god. Okay, you know those little bathroom stalls you see at national parks with the big hole in the bottom of the ground? It's usually when you go to a national park, there's like a hole in the bottom of the ground and then it's like poop.
Mm-hmm.
Would you jump in there and swim in it for probably like a minute for $10 million?
How do I get out?
A rope.
Somebody pulls me out? Or
yeah,
I have to
someone pulls you out. But you have to be there, swim around for a minute.
How far is the drop into it?
It's usually like 10 feet.
Oh, so you can't not put your head down. Like, you're going to, when you jump
when you
in,
go down, it's going to, you're going to go, the gravity is going to get you. Yeah.
Yeah. For 10 million?
Yeah.
For 1 minute?
For 1 minute.
Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah.
I'd do it too, bro.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I'm like, whatever, bro. Go straight to the hospital after that, right?
Yeah, just go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And just try to forget it.
So you would do that, but not eat the catheter thing?
I can do the other, I just can't eat the thing. It won't go in.
What if you like put yourself under the influence or something to just daze off? And
if I could like numb my throat. If I
could
numb my throat.
You can.
Oh, okay, that's what I would do, yeah. If I could physically just,
but you
like,
can still taste it though.
That's fine. I just have to, like, my body is going to reject it. So as long as I can stop my body from rejecting it, yeah.
That's freaking baller, dude.
I feel like anybody would. Who wouldn't? You wouldn't?
No, I'm about to throw up right now.
$10 million?
Would you do the jumping in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Eating would be rough. It would be hard. But yeah. If I could, I would, like, yeah.
I feel like that's a good challenge.
No.
I mean, it is 2026. It's a new 2016, so...
When Andrew was a baby, I had some enemies in my life.
Oh.
And I took his dirty diaper and I went to their car in the middle of the night and I wiped it on the inside of their handle.
Dang. Enemies.
It was revenge, though. It was bad. They did some pretty bad stuff.
Is it the K word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was a bad guy.
Yeah, he was bad. So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just ruin his night. And I watched him. I waited and I watched him grab it and he was like, oh.
You were there?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I waited.
Oh my god.
Yep.
I mean, he was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy. Welcome to the new set for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, this is we have a little back house.
It's a nice back house.
This is actually...
Oh, you got speakers in here too? That's nice.
Yeah, this is Monette's little office. She does work over here. For, you know, dentist stuff. So she isn't using it for now since she is on maternity leave. So we're occupying it for now.
We out here. We only film like...
We're out here.
Twice a week? Four times a week? A month?
Twice a month.
So twice a month, so four episodes a month. Okay.
It's pretty gnarly.
It's not bad. It's like a good little reset / check-in.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. And my parents just move in.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or they moved. It's crazy what grandkids can do to your freaking parents, man. It's amazing.
When the first thing I said when I walked in, I was like, oh, hello, my fellow Californians.
What they say?
And then they were like, yeah, we're here.
Aww.
Oh, man. They said, if you can just skip this state, and this state, the rest is interesting.
Yeah.
But these states suck. I think it's just boring.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing for like 5 hours.
It is.
It's like driving to Vegas. It's 4 hours, just desert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. But I would rather drive Vegas than like Oklahoma or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever cross country?
No. Have you?
No, but I'm kind of down.
You want to?
I kind of want to. But I would stop by the cool places though. I would skip like
I wouldn't
empty,
just do it just to
planes.
Do it.
Yeah, I would do that. I've always, that's like a bucket list of mine.
What's the best route? It's like up or like across the bottom or across the top?
Like scenic wise,
I don't know. For yeah, I guess yeah.
I think going upwards. So from LA to New York's pretty gnarly. Cause yeah, you can like cross like Vegas, Utah, Colorado. You go up, you hit Chicago.
Yeah,
and like Montana, you can hit Montana there.
I do want to go to Montana,
New York. It's pretty. One of these days.
Oh my gosh, I was freaking streaming the other day, and I started crying randomly, like I always do.
Oh,
because one of my long-time viewing supporters named Melissa just beat cancer. Yeah.
Let's go.
And then she's like, can we hit the weed pen? And I was like, I usually only do it with Melissa. I'm like, okay. So then so we hit the pen, and then I was crying because I was just so happy. I was like, oh, that's awesome. It's just crazy.
She Melissa?
Got a, yeah. Her name's Melissa. She's just like, I did it. And Melissa. I was like, oh.
Is it the Melissa? Melissa R?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so sick. I didn't even know.
Yeah. I know.
Melissa,
like,
wow.
She was like super congrats. in the on my streams, like always there supporting, and then dropped off for a little bit, and then we found out why, and then now she's back and she's like, I'm done.
Oh my God. Like, let's go. That's freaking amazing, man. The power yeah. of the body, the power of like push it through and just believing in yourself to do it.
Yeah.
That's what she did. How's streaming going?
Streaming is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You've been in it for over a year?
Yeah, right? It's been over a year. I think it's like a year and a month or 2 months or something. But I didn't really, like, I was just doing it for fun. But yeah. I want to, like, really start doing it.
Oh.
So I'm probably just going to vlog the San Diego trip.
Yeah.
Because that'll be cool. But eventually I want to get to where I got to get, like, a Samsung phone. I got to get its own plan. Then I got to get the IRL toolkit. And then...
You just need your own cameraman, honestly.
Yeah. And then I got to get a cameraman. But I think I can do on my own for a little bit for, like, little stuff. And then yeah. if I go to, like, something big.
Yeah.
Like, next time there's a San Diego thing or, like, a basketball thing, I can get a cameraman. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You saw Jason Leweens on the island. He's just stranded yeah. in the island for 7 days.
That's so cool.
And he's just streaming it. I'm oh. like, whoa, that's kind of gnarly, dude.
I know. That's crazy. That would be so fun. And it's 24 hours, right? It's like he's nonstop. Yeah,
so I saw him yesterday. He was just sleeping. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
He had, like, 7K viewers. I was just sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
That's crazy. But I'm going to box with a Filipino streamer. I rated him, and then we just hit it off.
Oh.
Yeah, I rated him. His name was A2 Guapo, and then I was, like, watching his stream for a little bit, and he was just funny. And I was like, this reminds me of, like, our friends in high school.
No, no way.
Our Filipino friends. And then he was like, oh, you're Filipino? And then I was like, yeah. And then his chat was like, check out his bio. And then he's like, oh, you're a boxer? And he's like, I've been boxing. And I was like, cool. So, I was like, I haven't boxed in forever, but I'm down to train. And he's like, yeah, let's train. And then he's like, just like, show me what you do. And I was like, but he's had 2 fights. I've had 3 fights. I'm like, I barely have more experience than you. And he's like, yeah. Well, I don't know how to wrap hands. And I was like,
that's like the basic stuff, right?
Yeah. I was like, well, how did you get through 2 fights without learning how to wrap your hands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what he knows, but I'm going to show him because I feel like, I of course I don't know more than my coach or his coach.
Yeah.
But I am closer to the experiences and stuff that he's going through right now
yeah.
than the coaches. They're like, that happened. They went through this stuff like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I went through it like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, this is what I learned. They're trying to teach you this way, but I know your perspective. Mm. So I'd be like, oh, they're saying this and you think to do this, but what they mean is this and this is why you do this.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times the coach says, do this and you don't know why.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, I can help. And then I'm going to show you little things that helped me or like changed my game or that I had to deal with in a fight.
Yeah.
And so, and we're going to watch, I think we're going to watch his footage and I'll be like, this is what you need to do. Like in this moment, you did this, you should have done this or you got to watch this.
Uh-huh.
So, but I haven't boxed in like 6 months, so I don't want to... Like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, I might have like 5 minutes of training in me and then I'm exhausted. I have no idea. I've been injured for so long.
I know. Don't hurt yourself, bro.
Yeah. I told him I can't take any hits to the face because my recent teeth work.
Yeah.
I can't take any hits to the body because my back is broken.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you can't hit anything.
I can't be hit, but I can hit bags and I can show you stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't get hit, but let me hit you.
Yeah, I can hit you. You be on defense. I'll just swing at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy to think about?
What?
The entertainment industry, like YouTube, everything, like music, it goes by so fast. Like,
yeah.
Like if you're popular, this year. You won't be popular next year.
Yeah.
Because you just talked about your fight like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
No one talks about KSI no more. No one talks about Deji no more.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's the new thing. People moved on.
Well, their fans do. It's just like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody has phases. So like some people have Deji phase. Some people have Alex phase. They have a Roy phase. And like, but there's always going to be new people.
Yeah,
like Jason Leween wasn't, and like Kai, they weren't popular like 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Like nobody knew them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's here.
Even Mr. Beast, like what, 15 years ago, nobody knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did like... His first video was like counting to a million or something.
Yeah.
Or saying Logan Paul's name like a million times.
Yeah.
And then that's where he started.
People come and go, man. And if you want to be relevant, yeah, you're going to be, you just got to burn yourself out.
Yeah, you just got to burn out. That's what 20s are for.
Yeah.
That's what all these creators, you see everybody, they probably think like, oh, when you're in your 20s, that's when you're popular. No, that's when you have the energy to popular. Bro. You have to be go, 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 post, 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 clip, clip, clip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of the next idea, film the next video, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what the 20s, that's why everybody in their 20s is the celebrities.
Exactly.
And is the social media celebrities.
I was just talking to, Monette did, like, a collaboration for Tiny Plant Room with this young artist. He was, like, he's 20.
Yeah.
He was, like, you have any advice for me? I was, like, just burn out, bro. Just burn out.
Yeah.
Just force yourself to burn out, because...
Just go until you can't go no more.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, really? I was like, yeah, burn yourself out, dude. Like, suffer your mental health.
Yeah.
And then you'll learn later. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
And just like, yeah, just make smart moves, but burn out.
Burn out.
How many times do you think you burned out in your 20s?
2020 was a good one.
Was a good burnout?
What's that? Oh, yeah, I for sure burnt out.
Yeah.
In 2020, when everything stopped.
Oh, yeah. I think probably at least 3 times where I was just like lost and I didn't know what to do with my life. And I was like, I can't keep going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I was like, especially the daily vlogging for like 3 years or something.
Yeah.
I was just like in a daze, like days are just passing. I just film, edit, post. And I was like, it's just a blur.
Yeah. Is it slower now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to learn that too, just to be present. I didn't even know what present meant.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking towards the next day. I'm like,
Yeah, like as soon as you're done, you press export, next.
Yeah.
Charge all your batteries, wake up, grab your camera, go again.
Yeah. So if you're young, in your 20s, go. And you need advice, just burn out.
Yeah. Just go. Go.
It's not healthy, but if you want to see anything, success.
Yeah.
Or just like progress, just burn out.
You think it's harder these days than it was back in the day?
To burn out?
No, to like be successful in this field.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think it's harder.
I don't think so. I really don't think
so. So 10 years ago, you think it was harder to make it than it is now?
10 years ago, it was harder to make
it?
Yeah. I feel like it's easier now.
It's easier to make it now?
Yeah. 100%.
You don't think there's more competition?
I mean, there's more discoverability. Yeah. The algorithms are a lot better nowadays.
I feel like 10 years ago, there was like, I'm just guessing, it's probably wrong. Like, there's 100,000 creators. I feel like now, there's millions. Like, it's times by like 20. So you have so much more competition.
Yeah, I mean, I think TikTok just kind of blew everything out of the water.
Yeah.
Because all you need is your phone. And that is the one thing people didn't have back in the day, just equipment.
Yeah.
Like, no one can afford a camera, but everybody has a phone and they can make whatever they want. No one cares about quality nowadays
because
they just want to be relatable.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah. I guess it's hard to like, I'm like, you make sense and I make sense. Both of them make sense. It's like, yeah, there's a lot more competition, but it's easier.
It's easier.
Like, you have easier access.
Yeah.
And then, And then back then, it was harder. Because people didn't have the easy access. So yeah, I guess it's harder easier in both ways.
Really just depends on your age, I guess.
Yeah.
And your energy. Because obviously the older you get, the lower energy and, you know, your body hurts or whatever.
Yeah.
You just get older. So in perspective, if we were 10 years younger today, I feel we both would have been popping still.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have utilized every.
Would have been like go.
You would have utilized freaking Twitch.
Yeah.
I would have utilized vertical content and just do random stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Andrew's doing.
Yeah.
I would be like doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it's our age, man. We're old.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think we would be doing we would be doing well today if we were in our early 20s.
Yeah.
But the content that we made in our early 20s wouldn't do well today, in today's climate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We would just do whatever works now, but in our own voice, in our own way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know. It's different now because we're old. And as a viewer, no people want to watch old heads. No people want to watch old heads.
Old heads want to watch old heads?
Yeah. Old heads want to watch old heads.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to watch me do these dances and
Yeah, what's your what was your age range for your audience, like, back in the guava, peak of guava? Like, 5-year-olds?
Maybe. 5 to, like, 12?
Yeah.
Well,
because they didn't even tell you, you couldn't even tell an age younger than 5, no. So it was probably younger.
No, I just did whatever was fun.
Yeah. I think when we were together, it was like same as what Guava was.
Yeah.
It was like younger. And then I went up to like middle school, high school age.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I think my highest age group is 25 to 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that yours too?
Right now?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think it's so, but it's cool. Like, we're part of people's childhoods.
Yeah.
I wonder what questions they're going to ask us in freaking San Diego.
Oh, that's a great question.
Because I was on live on TikTok, because like sometimes I multi-stream, and they were like, yo, what was the hottest pepper in that pepper challenge you did with Roy? And I was like, I have no idea. I was like, that was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And probably 500 videos ago.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but it was hot. So I'm going to be like, I don't know.
Dang, bro.
What are we going to do?
I'm
nervous.
Why?
Because we're going to be sitting in front of, like, they sold out as 800 people.
Bro, that's not much.
Yeah, that's not much. And then they're going to be like, they're all going to be staring at us, and they're going to ask us a question.
How are they going to get 800 questions out?
No, not every single one, but they're going to ask a question and they're all just going to stare at us and watch every blink, every word, why we should be more scared.
I don't think I'll be.
I feel like public speaking is like one of the biggest fears in the world.
What was your biggest public speaking thing you did? Do you remember?
Maybe Philippines Fan Fest, maybe?
Oh, you like talked and.
Yeah, like I think we had a lot of, like, did we host it or something? I don't know. I can't remember. What was yours?
I think I spoke in front of Google once. That was kind of scary.
Well, I did that speech after I beat Deji or iDubbbz.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like 15,000 people at,
yeah.
or 20,000 at both of them. And so that counts.
Yeah, that does count.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So
we just got to fight backstage.
We're fine, bro. We're together. I think we'll banter enough. Are you scared?
I don't think I'm scared. It's just now that I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, from like the viewer's perspective that isn't entertainment, they're like, whoa, that does sound scary.
I guess.
Like, imagine Russell, your little brother.
Yeah.
Just standing in front of 800 people answering questions. You don't think that's nerve-wracking?
If he was by himself, yeah.
Yeah. But, oh, okay. So would you be nervous by yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But with you, anything's possible, baby.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta post that.
Oh yeah, we do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, lit.
Should we post it and then do another podcast?
We should.
Okay, cool.
Okay, lit.
Spicy fruit.
All right, have a good one, y'all. Make sure. Gong xi fai chao.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, we're gonna be canceled one day for sure.